Hi, this is Brent Rudimiller with Swimming World Radio. I'm at the NCAA, and I caught Adam Ritter after hours, after winning the 200 individual medley tonight at the time of 1:41.7. So thanks for joining us here, Adam.
Thanks for having me.
And also, I got the pleasure of having one of his coaches, Greg Rodenbaugh, here, who helped him with his IM today. But let's dive into a little bit about the race. What an exciting race. But over there in the lane seven, going out almost under world record pace was Matt Grievers.
Yeah.
When did you first see him over there?
The first time I caught a clean glimpse at him was turning onto the freestyle leg, and then coming back on the last 25, I was breathing to his side, and I got a pretty good view of him. That's when I realized that I was really in a race.
Up to that point, you thought it was all yours?
I thought I had a pretty good shot. I had a good backstroke leg, I felt, because I was ahead of Lucas, who was a great 200 backstroker, and so I felt like I had something going. I felt like I was in the lead or competing for the lead, but I really didn't have a complete idea until I got to the freestyle.
You're a senior at Arizona, and you're recruited as a 200 freestyle.
Yeah.
Did you ever see yourself evolve it into a 200 IM and win the national championship?
Certainly not win the national championship, but I knew I had a chance to get involved in the 200 IM because back in high school it was a two-day meet, and the 200 IM and the 200 free were back-to-back. But in college, obviously, there's 3 days, and I had the opportunity to do the 200 IM. And so with the help of the coaches and, obviously 4 years of work, I've been able to cultivate that, and it's become probably my best short course event here.
Well, in tonight's race, that breaststroke really, you took over at the breaststroke mark. What is anything special happened in the breaststroke part of the event, that leg?
Well, the third 50 of any 200 is probably the most crucial, and especially breaststroke in the IM. Traditionally, I've really been not that strong with my breaststroke. It's been a weak point and something I've kind of dreaded, and so that's something I've really worked on here with Greg and, just every day doing a little bit of breaststroke, and, over time it became one of my strengths now, and so.
Was there a turning point in the breaststroke?
Well, back in December, I was working on my breaststroke, and, I went to Greg and told him that it didn't feel quite right, and he made one change with it, and it took a 25, one lap, for me to make this change, and really from there on it took off, and it felt great. My rhythm was great, and that's just how it's worked.
Do you remember what that change was, Greg?
Sure, I told him that he was going to be back in the 500 free if he didn't get faster on his breaststroke.
Well, that'll do it every time.
But the just the little change was pulling his hips over his hands so that he could move his body past his hands and uncoil forward. And Adam jokes about, well, he made a comment in one of his team talks about how he's really become the sponge, and he really has. And he really implements everything we tell him to do, and that's why he's had so much success. It's more him.
So at this stage of your career, a senior, do you feel you've just made a turning point and there's a lot more, a brighter future for you?
Definitely. I mean, when Greg talks about being a sponge, I mean, just being there, taking in all the information, because we have a great coaching staff and great teammates, world-class swimmers that you train with every day. And if you just open your eyes and your ears and just kind of take in a couple things a day and just focus all the time, for sure you'll get the results you want. And I think the reason I've been dropping time is because, with all the great swimmers and all the resources we have at Arizona, I just try to listen and I try to implement those things in what I do. Even from swimmers that, aren't quite on a NCAA level even. I watch what they do wrong and I think about that in my own stroke. And so, I think I have a lot of learning to do. Even in that race, I made a few mistakes that I could correct. And, I'm always learning, and I think that's important to get better.
So here you are, it's March 2007, obviously 2008 Olympic trials is on your mind?
Without a doubt. Obviously, after NCAAs, the meet I'm going to be turning towards is World University Games, and then after that I'll be thinking more about trials and U.S. Nationals and whatnot. So I'm just kind of taking it one month at a time, one day at a time with my training, not trying to look too far and get too anxious about Olympic trials, but that's a goal of mine in the future, and I hope if things keep continuing like they do, I think I have a chance.
So you have an opportunity to turn pro now. Is that on the horizon? Are you looking?
Well, I haven't done a whole lot in terms of searching for agents or whatnot. I've been talking to my dad, and right now I'm just trying to look for some amount of money I can get just to help me sustain. I mean, the university has been great to me these past 4 years. You get a scholarship to go to school, they give you all these free clothes, but now, I'm going to be on my own, and so I'm just hoping to get enough money that I can just sustain that lifestyle and keep my training going.
And you're
going
to stay at the University of Arizona and continue your training?
Without a doubt, yes.
Yeah. Well, this sounds great. Greg, would you like to add anything?
Way to go, Adam.
Way to go, Adam.
That was awesome.
Well, it was certainly exciting for the fans, too. Appreciate the time, and we'll look forward to seeing you, and good luck at the Olympic trials.
Thank you.